would invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. I think it's not by chance that the word invited appears four times in Luke's 14th chapter. The story of Jesus' invitation to dinner prompts four stories having to do with hospitality at the table that is God's. Three of those stories are on our plate this morning. To begin with, it is worth noting that hospitality is, in and of itself, a loaded word. If translated literally, it means love of a stranger. But buried in the deeper waters of its meaning, you discover that the Latin root hospice is built on two words, hospitis, H-O-S-T-I-S, which takes stranger to mean enemy, and pates, P-E-T-S, which means to have power. According to Sam Wells, who was dean at Duke Chapel and is now the rector of London St. Martin's in the Field, hostility is built into the word hospitality. Put another way, risk is built into the very fabric of hospitality because it contains its opposite within it. What struck me this week in a way that it never had before is the inherent vulnerability of both the host and the guest occasioned by an invitation. There is the vulnerability that finds the host exercising subtle power over the guest, the stranger, in order to be hospitable. And there is the vulnerability that finds the guest defensive, even distrustful, in the space that is not his or her own. This is so in nations accepting the homeless, tempest-tossed. And this is so when we answer the doorbell. Hostility prowls in the shadows of every invitation dared and accepted. Precisely for that reason, the dinner party in Luke's 14th chapter is one that I am glad to have missed. According to Jewish and Greco-Roman dining conventions, the host would invite only those who had the power either to maintain or enhance the host's social standing. On this night, Jesus appears to be the one exception. So following the synagogue service, Jesus enters the Pharisee's house only to find himself joined for a meal by all of his critics. Now and again that happens to a minister. Pharisees, they were one and all, and you have to be careful with this because Pharisees are portrayed in Scripture in a way that probably had more to do with the synagogue and the church struggling with their identities than the reality of who these folks were. But nevertheless, if we take seriously how Luke portrays them, he portrays them as men who are concerned about what one eats and with whom. Experts in both the written and oral laws of Moses, they were also authorities on honor and shame. The culture of Jesus was an honor and shame culture. We're more of a sin and guilt culture. But those honor and shame rules played themselves out endlessly and especially around the dinner table. Why then would Jesus have been invited? Because he was a teacher of renown? Or was he a pilgrim to whom hospitality was owed? Luke simply mentions that these men at the dinner party were watching him. From the first sentence, you get the feeling that Jesus the stranger is being set up by his host. silent. Here, I think a second definition of hospitality might help our eyes to see what is happening in these stories and in our broken lives. The definition is from a book entitled Reaching Out by Henry Nouwen. I used to use it in those days when I trained deacons. And the words were first published 40 years ago. And yet they sound downright prophetic when traced over our presently inhospitable common life. Nouwen writes of the mid-70s. Our society